Welcome to our evening of prayer, and it's our second night, and we have four nights of evening prayer, and on Friday, because of the all night, we're just going to start as normal all night, so that you have a slight break. And what we're going to do, yesterday was a prophetic act, and today we continue worship, thanking the Lord for the release and the removal of the cap and removal of the curse. We continue worship the Lord, and then after that, Jehuda will be coming up, and he'll be doing some communion and some things. Now, this proclamation has to be done seven times. So we have done that once last night. This is going to be second night after the communion, and then the new Seventh Thunders prophet, Israel, will be also proclaiming that for the second night. And then we'll proclaim all the way through five nights, and then on Sunday, as well as on the first night of the miracle service. The beginning of the miracle service. And so we're going to do that. But we continue as if we have never left last night, you know, rejoicing, worshiping in the Lord. Praise God. Let's continue to worship the Lord.
Preserved for our walk in
of our faith handed down to this age came to us with sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ.
Karamane ngamase
Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come on earth, your will daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, forgive our sins as we forgive one another. For thine is the kingdom, and you deliver us from the kingdom. May your kingdom come on earth. May be seated as we prepare for the communion.
Good evening, church. For today, for the communion, today for the communion, I'll be reading from the book of John, and reading from verse 53. So from verse 53, reading from the book of John of chapter 6, this was Jesus talking to the Jews, and the disciples were there as well. And the Lord Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead, but he who eats this bread will live forever. And these things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then, if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ and the Son of the living God." So this event actually happened in the Lord Jesus' time, has happened to us recently. We had a recent rebellion which occurred earlier this year, and there were accusations made and statements made against this move and against our leader, Dr. Johann Melchizedek Peter. As a result of the rebellion, many were affected, and some of our members, not just here and also worldwide, have left the church, just as I read in the passage from the book of John with the Jews and the disciples. During that time, as one of the leaders, I did not speak up enough to support Dr. Johann and this move and the words of the Lord Jesus spoken through him. If more of us had spoken, including myself, there could have been less consequences. And therefore, after spending time and speaking with Dr. Johann and Pastor Arwell, I'm making this statement today in retrospection of what happened and also to affirm my stand. I'd like to read from the book of Exodus. And in the book of Exodus, chapter 17, from verse 8 to 13, talks about the work that Joshua did, that Moses commanded him to do. So I'm reading this passage, starting from verse 8 of chapter 17 in the book of Exodus. And it says here, and this is the story about the Amalekites being defeated. Verse 8, "The Amalekites came and they attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose some of our men and go out and fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands.' So Joshua fought the Amalekites, just as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up on one side and one on the other, so these hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword." So just as Joshua served Moses and called to lead the people of Israel to the promised land, and as he fought with the Amalekites and defeated them under instruction of Moses, so I also have been called and chosen to serve under our leader, Dr. Johan, and also to lead the people of God to the rapture after his translation. In the presence of the people of God here and worldwide, the Lord and the angels, I've been called and chosen to personify the Word from the Trinity and worship and to lead the people of God to the rapture. And I stand under the authority and serve the voice that cries at midnight, the right hand of God, Dr. Johan Melchizedek Peter, who is the personification of the Lord Jesus Christ and the leader of this end time move. So I just have those, I've spoken these words. And with everyone in the community in their hands, if anyone here and anyone worldwide has heard the Holy Spirit and has been convicted in the same way, not standing up during the recent rebellion and those which are to come, let us stand together today to take the communion as a rededication to the Lord, to commit our whole lives in this vision, and to follow our leader, Dr. Johan, with the church, and to seal this dedication. So can we all stand with the communion in our hands as I read out from the book of Corinthians. I'll just speak it out as the Lord has said. So as Paul was taken back to the time without the Lord's Supper, and as the Lord told us that he's the way, the truth, and the life. The bread of life is the Lord Jesus. We are his body. And as he broke this bread, representing his body, we also, as his body, representing the body of the Lord, with him being the head, let us remember who we serve. We serve the Lord. And whoever the Lord has sent, let us follow the one who has sent. Because that is what the Lord said. So let us take this, remembering the words of the Lord. And as we commit ourselves into this move, this end time, let us commit ourselves into this vision, following our leader-in-chief, Dr. Johan, as he's leading us to grow in the love of God and to know him and to fulfill our call and our destinies. Let us take this communion, remembering who we are, because we are not who of this world. We have been called to fulfill the mission here. It's the Lord who called us, and we're just here to obey. So let us remember what the Lord has done for us, and remember that his love for us, to fulfill his word. So let us take the bread of life, which comes from our Lord, as we are his body, glorious church. Also remember the price that he paid in shedding his blood. The blood that he shed was a cost. The cost that he took just for us so that we can be reconciled with him, to come back to him because he called us back. There's also a price to pay for following him. We ought to deny ourselves, take up a cross and follow him. And as you shed his blood, paying the price for all our sins and all our wrongs, let us stand and follow him by following our leader, Dr. Johan, and paying that price that needs to be paid, that we have to pay, in unity as one. As Lord said in John 17, we cannot do this in time move without being one. So let's do this in union with our Lord Jesus Christ and in union with one another. Because only John 17 can come to pass when we are one, one body. So let's take remembering the price that he paid, and we have to stand paying that price as he commanded us. Let's drink the blood, affirming our faith and our dedication unto the Lord and his end time. In Jesus' name. So while the communion is being collected, we'll sing a song unto the Lord. Remember, he's paid all the price he needed to pay for us, and all he wants is our worship. That's all he wants.
This is the second night of the declaration that we're going to read. It says, as a new Seven Thunders prophet of the second generation, Jesus has given me to declare to Singapore COG that I have not forgotten them. They have been faithful and I want to do a work here and bring healing and restoration to them. Jesus said, there was damage done from the things that occurred from the former Seven Thunders prophet, where he released a curse of judgment that I did not want done. Jesus wants to fix this curse, wrongly released by the former Seven Thunders prophet, that has brought damage to the Singapore church and put a cap on it and the work it is supposed to do in this nation. Jesus is turning from a curse into a multiplied blessing. And I proclaim as the new Seven Thunders prophet of the second generation that I am underneath the authority of the voice that cries at midnight, Johann Melchizedek Peter, the right hand of God and the personification of Christ. I fully submit to the voice that cries at midnight and come into perfect agreement and oneness in Christ's love as the Seven Thunders prophet to restore and to put in right order the anointings of the voice that cries at midnight and the Seven Thunders prophet. The cap is to be removed from Singapore that the curse has limited it to and is now free. Thus says the Lord, the enemy has to pay back seven times what he has stolen, and there is now released a sevenfold blessing released to the Singapore COG. And the Lord said, let the harvest be gathered and the miracles flow, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And now is the time for the voice that cries at midnight to wake up the church and to cry aloud as my right hand and my left hand have been released into the earth. Amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name.
God, my
Messiah, Holy One, Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah. Reason. exalted one, Jesus, call upon his name, Jesus,
Rejoice.
Majestic. God, in the presence of your infinite mind, I'm so small and frail and weak. When I see your power and wisdom, Lord, I have no words left to speak. I cry, holy, holy, holy God, how awesome is your name. Glory, all my crowds lie in the dust. You are righteous in your judgments, Lord. You are faithful, true, and just. I cry, holy, holy, holy God, how awesome is your name. Holy, holy, holy God, how majestic is your reign. Oh, Continue praying, continue worshiping Him. Oh, unlike God and Lord, receive all from Him.
Malekeveri kabla baştara malekeveri atala bas.
na lo ka ba seria telia se ala ma te ke na ka sa na ke na la se le ka ke ka ma sa la ma se allelele seria ra ba seria te oli 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 Strengthen the angels, strengthen all your people, strengthen Lord of creation, strengthen the earth, strengthen all. In the cover of a soul, take a cabashia, Alemerica Labosho, Saleka Marica La Cabaria, Telecabashia, Telecabosho, Ale, 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 Ale,
from the depths of our hearts.
Lord, we say, we say a new song to you. We say from the depths of our heart, Cabrasso, Ingang, 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 Yena Losta. Sing, sing, que nos doramone. Vengamos la luz que más doneme. Seremos tú. A new song to him. Sing from the spirit. Sing with your understanding. Sing unto the Lord. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of joy. Sing a song of freedom in the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit fill your heart with sweet songs of praise. We will sing new songs. We will sing spiritual songs. We will make melody in our hearts to the Lord. The Lord our love, our love. We sing by the Holy Spirit a new song to the Lord. A new song to the Father of life. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come that your will be done. And we will sing till your kingdom come on earth. Selling a money, a musty. I'm yelling a money, a musta. I'm yelling a musty. Cabraste. I'm yelling a musty.
To receive your love, I can see you are each face. Spirit of of God, lay me out, Spirit of God, lay me out, fill me again with your love, sweet Spirit of God. Last 15 minutes, let's come to the front of the altar before the Lord, corporately together. On bended knees, I come with a humble heart. I come. Bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands, we love you, Lord. As I pledge my love anew, I worship you in spirit. I worship you in truth. Make my life a holy praise unto you. On bended knees I come with a humble heart. I come bowing down before your holy throne. I pledge my love anew. I worship you in spirit. I worship you in truth. May my life I come bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you as I pledge my love anew. I worship you in spirit. I worship you in truth. Make my life a whole feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. For thou at your feet, oh is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, we seek your face. We seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow by your glory, embraced by your mercy, your love. I live. feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, O Lord, the most high place. Your presence, Lord, we seek your face. Seek your face. For there is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. By your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed by your glory. By your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. I will always glorify. to praise you. I was made to glorify your name in every circumstance. Take our hearts, take our lives. We pledge our love. We pledge our worship. We have covenanted ourselves unto you. Because this is the revival. And we will always say we don't fully know everything. But we have covenanted to give you our lives, to give you our love, to give you our worship. For there is nothing more to life and to live this life for you, and to give our love for you and to you, and to live the rest of our lives worshiping you. When you give us the honor to do something for you, we will take it as an honor to show our love to you, an honor to praise and worship you through our works, because that's all you wanted, our love. You could have done everything yourself. You don't need us. But all you wanted was a people who learn how to love you and give freely of our hearts and worship to you out of the abundance of our love for you and to you. So we pledge our love. We pledge our lives. We pledge our all to you. You made us. We don't belong to ourselves. You're our creator, and we know we have always, we will always, and eternity to eternity, we will always be yours. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace and mercy that you release in our lives this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Give Jesus a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen.